The System Employee Benefit Advisory Committee met on May 6th, and so I had a report ready for the last meeting, but because of the elections and the other business, I decided to postpone the report until this meeting when we'd have more time. For several years, I have been requesting that CBAC survey ORP participants, and I'm happy to report that this has now been done. Most respondents were positive, except for one item. Quote, when the respondents became eligible for ORP, 50% indicated they received too little information from their human resources or payroll office, and in addition, 45% thought the information was difficult to understand. So this is now an action item which the system will remedy. Regarding health care premiums, the information available points to a 6.4 increase in total health care premiums for the A&M care plans, which are administered by Blue Cross. Also, there will be another ACA, commonly called Obamacare, cost of 1.03% that will take effect this September, since copays other than prescriptions will now count toward the out-of-pocket maximum. And looking ahead, prescription copays will also count starting in September of 2015, so there will be an additional ACA or Obamacare cost for that a year from now. As you're all well aware, employee and spouse must have a physical or wellness exam between January 1st, 2013 and June 30th, 2014, or there will be a $30 per month surcharge starting in September. You've received emails from your human resources or payroll department on how to verify that your physical or wellness exam has been recorded, but several faculty have reported that Scott and White did not report their exams to Blue Access. I'm told that Scott and White is still working on rescinding the extra facilities charge, which we, the Faculty Senate, were instrumental in getting reversed. My suggestion is that if your Scott and White exam has not been recorded at Blue Access, you call Scott and White periodically and remind them they need to report your exam to Blue Access by June 30th. Also, if you call Blue Cross, be aware that there is a special call center group which has been trained on A&M's plan. To be sure of reaching that group, you need to call between 8 and 5 and ask for incentives or benefits. Otherwise, you may reach the general call center, which is not familiar with the A&M plan. However, I have been assured by both the university and the system that if you did have your exam before June 30th, and through no fault of yours, it is not reported to Blue Access by then, they will make every effort to see that you are not subject to the surcharge in September. The actual drop-dead date for assessing the surcharge is mid-September, when the September payroll is run for your October 1st paycheck. Now for the good news. As I said, medical costs are projected to rise 6.4%. But this will be more than covered by a 7.3% increase in the state contribution for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. In addition, Chancellor Sharp has approved using another $10 million from plan reserves. As a result, it will be possible to reduce the employee coinsurance after deductibles are met from 30% to 20%. In other words, the plan will now pay 80% instead of 70%. Your annual enrollment information should be available in a few days and, as always, due by July 31st. Are there any questions?
Jonathan Cooper Smith, College of Liberal Arts. Walter, would it be possible for that specific information about calling that number as opposed to the general number, would it be possible to have that mailed out for those of us who are not fast enough with our pens?
Sure. Just call the number on your back of the card between 8 and 5 and ask for incentives or benefits. But that would be a good thing to put in a newsletter to all faculty. Any other questions?
Chuck Wakefield from Baylor. When you use your card to get your physical, is that automatically reported, or do you have to separately call Blue Cross Blue Shield and report it?
You should follow the instructions in the email to go to Blue Access to make sure that it's been recorded. The way the process is supposed to work is that if your physical or wellness exam is the only purpose of your visit and you paid no copay, or if you had another purpose at the same visit but the wellness exam was the first of the five diagnostic codes, then it should qualify. But the way to be sure is to follow your emailed instructions to Blue Cross, to Blue Access, and see if it says that you have received the deductible credit for getting a wellness exam, which is $50, that implies that your exam has been counted, in which case you will not be subject to the $30 surcharge.